The reply was so static scratched that it was impossible to identify the speaker's species, but the voice sounded too thin and chirpy to be human.
If you're sure that's what you want.
Tahiri felt a small ground shudder as one of the blast doors cracked open, creating a gap just wide enough for her to slip through. Half expecting the sentry to swing the door shut as she crossed the threshold, she slipped through the opening in a single quick bound. Inside, she found herself standing in an industrial airlock. It looked like a thousand others she had occupied, save that this one had a set of blaster cannons mounted high in the corners. She waved a finger at each of them, using the force to push the barrels away and to wreck the control system's calibration.
Hey!
Came the scratchy voice.
Who do you think you are?
I told you, Tahiri said. Imperial Security.
She stepped over to a man-sized hatch in the rear wall of the airlock and peered through a head-height viewport down a long, well-lit tunnel. It was lined by white plastoid panels, far too clean to belong in a working mine. The sentry's post, wherever it was, could not be seen.
Are you going to open this airlock now?
Tahiri demanded.
Or am I going to blast through this hatch and decompress your whole operation?
You didn't say you were in a hurry.
The blast door thumped shut behind her, and the voice said,
Just give the pressure a minute to...
No.
Tahiri stepped away from the hatch, then used the force to hit the emergency release and shove it open. A tremendous squealing became a tremendous roaring, and she was nearly swept off her feet as air blasted into the chamber. After a second, the blast faded to a raging wind, and she sprang through the hatchway. A cold shiver of danger sense raced down Tahiri's spine, and she spun around in time to see a weapons port sliding open in the door of a small sentry booth. With no face visible in the viewport above, she merely extended a hand toward the slot and shoved with the force. In the next instant, a line of blaster bolts stitched up the interior of the viewport and began to traverse the ceiling. Tahiri ignited her lightsaber and stepped over to the booth, then peered through the carbon-scorched viewport. On the floor lay a furry, meter-high, rodent-like being holding a T-21 repeating blaster that was almost as long as he was tall. With oversized ears and big round eyes, he could have been described as cute if he hadn't been a squib. Tahiri used the force to release the door lock, then opened it from the outside and stepped into the cramped compartment. She raised her faceplate.
You have a death wish?
She jerked the T-21 from his grasp with a force pull.
I said Imperial Security.
Yeah, right. And I should take your word for it?
The squib retorted.
Do I look like some sort of fuzzling to you?
Tahiri studied his spotted fur and oversized ears, and then realized she had a pretty good idea of the squib's identity. Shortly after she had entered Jagged Fell's service, the Solos had put the head of state into contact with three squibs, a female and two males. The trio had volunteered to test an experimental youth serum, which was being developed by none other than Moff Gattels. Test subjects who used the serum tended to develop overly youthful traits, like big ears and spotted fur. After a moment, she nodded.
Actually, you do look like a fuzzling, she said. Which one are you? You're male, so it has to be Grease or Sly.
The squib narrowed his eyes.
Do I know you?
You know my superior, Jagged Fell,
Tahiri said. In truth, she was not quite sure how to describe her half-prisoner, half-imperial agent status.
You did an undercover job for him not too long ago. A job that was supposed to be over.
That deal is over,
the squib said. He began to crawl backward on the floor and promptly ran into the wall.
This is a different one.
Tahiri shrugged.
Whatever you say.
She paused, as though she were using the Force the way Master Skywalker did, to pick people's names out of their thoughts. Then she simply took a guess.
Sly,